After the international break, it is back. Yep, time to start thinking about your fantasy football team. We're getting ready for game week 30. And as always, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, welcome.
Hello there. So,
international break is done and dusted. I have to say I'm somebody who's very glad about that. I much prefer my domestic club football. As we go through this update, we're going to continue our alphabetical look at teams within the Premier League and the players from there that you could look at. And we finally reached T, which, unlike the actual Premier League site who put Tottenham down as Spurs, we're going to call them Tottenham, and so it's time to look at them, Joe.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's a good time to look at Tottenham as well, or Spurs, as the Fantasy Premier League likes to call them, because they have a great run of fixtures coming up. So they've got Burnley away, then Swansea away, Watford at home, Bournemouth at home, and Crystal Palace away. On Fantasy Football Scout, we have a colour coding system for fixtures, whether they're easy or hard. And really dark blue is very easy, and very dark red is very hard. There is a sea of blue with their fixtures coming up over the next month or so. But Harry Kane is absent. He's returned to light field work this week, so he could be coming back within a few weeks. But let's assume he's out for this bunch of good fixtures. Got 19 goals, so he's going to be missed. So who are the best players to tap into to try and get access to Spurs points? And Christian Eriksen, he's your creative player. Comes in less than 9 million midfield, 10 assists and 6 goals. So basically, if they're going to score, chances are they're going to be assisted by him, or even he'll be the scorer. Dele Alli, he's probably the one I favour marginally. I just think he has a bigger goal threat. He's got 14 goals so far and 3 assists. And it looks like while Kane is out, he's on penalties. He took the penalty. He just seems the most confident and assertive of Spurs players to fill the Harry Kane void. So he would be my favourite option there. And then in defence, they've got some good options. Walker, he's pricey, 6.4, but the best bet currently, I think. Lots of assist potential there. And Danny Rose, when he's back, we're not sure when he's going to be back, but he should be soon. He's 5.9, so a bit cheaper. And I think he offers a bit more goal threat as well. But in his absence, there's Ben Davies, who's under 5 million. So he's a good short-term option there. I think Son is a bit of a trap, really, a bit of a Son trap, so to speak. He's a good player. Yes, he does score, but I just think he's a notch below Eriksen and Alli in terms of getting regular assists and goals. He's often could be more likely to be subbed off early. Plus, this immediate weekend, he's got a long haul flight back. He's been on international duty for South Korea. So when that happens, we're never quite sure they're going to start. So I'd say avoid the sun for now.
Tottenham, for me, they're a team. The last two or three years, they've been a place where you get decent players from. The Harry Kane thing is a pain, but I think there's enough other options there. Just to move us on, Joe, and the international break has been and gone. There are injuries. One main one being Seamus Coleman. From a fantasy football point of view, a lot of people have him, and so should now be looking at alternatives.
Well, indeed, he's been a great source of points. For the last few weeks, Everton had a great run of fixtures. He offers attacking potential and, of course, clean sheets as well, especially when Everton are home. Sadly, he's out for the season, and by the looks of it, a lot of next season as well, with a leg break. So ideally, to replace him, what you need is a player that's as good as him, really, who can give you clean sheets and attacking points as well. So for me, I think Antonio Valencia at Manchester United and Ryan Bertrand at Southampton are the best replacements. I was having a look at the last 6 weeks' form for defenders, and this pair have created the most chances of any defenders. Plus, they both have two double game weeks coming up at some point to be arranged over the rest of the season. But we know that Valencia definitely has a double game week in game week 34, but we don't know what this other one will be. In terms of goal attempts, actually Leicester are quite good. Leicester defenders are back on the radar again. Bit of a renaissance under Craig Shakespeare. And Christian Fuchs and Robert Huth are the best goal threats there. So Huth in particular, he's had 5 goal attempts over his last 6. And 4 of those come inside the box. So basically, when they get a set piece, a corner, free kick, that type of thing, Robert Huth's the really big, annoying bloke that tries to score there. So he's quite handy to have. So I think for a short term, they've got a couple of good short-term fixtures, starting with Stoke at home, and then they have Sunderland at home in game week 31 as well. So for short term, I'd say them. A bit more long term, I consider Middlesbrough again. So they've got a really good fixture run. Plus, they have a double game week in game week 34. And from a defensive point of view, they're quite good fixtures as well. Gibson at 4-9, he hoovers up the bonus points for Middlesbrough if they can get a clean sheet. So if you have faith that Middlesbrough can enjoy some good fixtures coming up by keeping some clean sheets, and you want to look ahead for the double game week 34, Middlesbrough is another one to consider.
You mentioned there Middlesbrough. I know you've been talking Leicester as well. And in terms of just generally for this week, is it not quite lump everything on Leicester because we can only get three players in, but they've almost returned to the form of 12 months ago. Is that fair?
I would say so, definitely. They've got the form and they've got the fixture. So that's a golden time to start looking for captains. And this week is a really tricky one for the captaincy. So Lukaku, he's been a favourite. He's away to Liverpool, so that's quite hard to call. Costa has a slight injury. He's a slight injury doubt. Same with Hazard as well for Chelsea. Plus, they face a Palace side. They've actually kept three clean sheets in four. So Big Sam is really doing what Big Sam does best for Palace, making them a very, very boring and a very, very hard to score against. Arsenal against Man City as well. So that makes captaining Aguero or Sanchez a bit of a risk. So that leaves Leicester, I think, at home to Stoke. Now, Vardy's had three goals and two assists. His last three starts, not bad. Obviously, Huth and Fuchs we've mentioned there. But I think for captaincy, Vardy's the man. And a little bit a notch down in interest is Mahrez. He's on penalties. He's actually got two goals in his last three. So he's also interesting. And here's a cheap midfield risk. If you need a player as a kind of a make-weight for another player that's more expensive, Wilfred Ndidi, he's actually 4.9, but he's had more goal attempts than any other Leicester player over the last three, and he's had more shots in the box too. So he's kind of meant to be the Kante replacement, but he obviously didn't get the memo about staying back and defending, and he's just rampaging forward whenever he can. So I think he thinks he's Yaya Toure at the moment. But yeah, so if you're looking for a very cheap player, 4.9, Indeedy.
Well, if you want some more tips for your fantasy football team, if you're on Twitter, give these guys a follow at FFScout or head straight to fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. But for this week, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.